Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of October, recording at 6:28 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. Stock markets very steady overall, so no change in that script really. Government bonds mixed to modest gains in here today. The currencies, not much going on here today. The US dollar a tiny bit easier, but really, really quiet. And now moving on to the big drama. Here we've had some pretty solid gains in precious metals, and that's following on what we were seeing on Friday. So we had real strength on Friday, and we've had follow-through in here today. I would certainly mean gold, for instance. Okay, it's only up 450, but it's 594.95. Well, it's in 595 here, and I would certainly expect that to clear 600 this week, and that will attract interest, given that there have been some quite bearish forecasts. A bit of wishful thinking in those, I think, on the part of people who wanted to buy gold down in the 500-450 region. And silver strong in here today. Palladium, one of the better gains also, and platinum. Well, they're all up, but the gains in the precious metals pale in comparison to the gains in the industrial metals. And these are just spectacular. Tin, for instance, which hit new highs last week, new all-time numerical highs at any rate, is up over 11, is up over 10% today. And we had nickel blast up. It's up another $1,150 here today, 31,900. Now, I haven't posted charts here today, but you do want to look at those. So those of you who are interested in this tomorrow. And well, this is the review. But so let me go back to the front, and then I'll stick with this. I'll tie it in with stock markets. Now, at these prices, I mean, trading any of these metals is pretty hairy. But you know my if you can trade them at all, but you know my view that these are in major secular bull markets. And we've heard an awful lot of nonsense about the fact that it was only hedge funds and the fact that prices were going to collapse and keep on going down and that it was only cyclical and so on. Well, look at what the market is showing us, and with the infrastructure demand that's coming from developing countries, particularly in Asia, but also very strong in the Middle East, also strong in some of the Latin American, South American countries that are benefiting from the commodity boom, and that this is causing a huge exacerbation of the supply and elasticity meets rising demand. And I think a trigger factor in here today on tin, what I saw is a large tin producer, I think it was one of the Malaysian companies, was saying that its production was going to be down 8%. There was a little Bloomberg item to that effect. But what it's clearly done is it's unleashed a wave of short covering in here. I feel sorry for anybody who's foolish enough to have shorted these things, and it's caused all the metals to rise sharply. We may even be mean copper. Just going to put that up here and have a quick look at that price. Well, copper had been one of the laggards recently, but you know, it found support in the lower part of its range. But last week we had tin, nickel, and lead all at new highs, and they're just extending those, and there's nothing breaking down in this sector now. So let me tie that in with the earnings of some of these top mining companies, which I've been just saying for weeks and weeks and weeks are just on these ridiculously low valuations. The mining sector, well, I'll put it this way, if there's a sector that's trading at lower multiples, a whole sector, It's trading at lower multiples. I'd like to see it. I don't think there is one. And I would say that there are few sectors that have traded at such incredibly low multiples per se. This is an extraordinary development. And I'm talking about, we're talking about well into single figure multiples. And I'm talking about the forward earnings. And although we're into single figure for most of these big international mining companies, single figure price earnings ratios on the historic last 12 months earnings. But what I've said about the forward earnings estimates, I know people always take, and I always take forward earnings estimates with a grain of salt here. In other words, it doesn't always play out as people expect. But what I've been saying about the Rios and the Billitons and the Anglo-Americans and the Phelps Dodges and so on is that the multiples based on those multiple estimates on those forward earnings are based on metal prices that are way below the prices that we've been seeing. And those prices are getting higher, not lower. Just imagine, tin up over 10% in here today, and this huge gain in nickel. Okay, point made. Getting back to the rest of stock markets, well, it's good action here today. We had a new high, I think, on the Indian Sensex last week. Thailand laggards have been picking up. Australia, which had been underperforming until a fortnight ago, has just been moving steadily upwards, and I would be surprised if it didn't surge again tomorrow on these metal prices. So that's very powerful. Now, what we need to be thinking about, though, is that as these prices push up, people are going to start talking about inflation again. Now, the big one in the inflation stakes is crude oil. But crude oil is up over a dollar as I speak right now, and it's back at 59.75. Now, a lot of people are talking 50, and some are still talking 40. And I think really that it's bottoming out down here, although I don't have any conclusive technical evidence to say that the crude oil price has bottomed. I just suspect that people always extrapolate moves on the downside. This was the third or perhaps second largest correction in percentage terms for crude over the last 5 years or so, and I think that's it. I think that's pretty much the end of the correction. And now tin can and nickel can go romping higher. And we're not going to see as much evidence of that in terms of overall inflationary pressures, let alone inflationary psychology, which is what really concerns the central banks. But if the oil price can, starts to move up strongly from here, and I think it's a matter of time. Does it support build for a few weeks or maybe months at these levels, or does it move up more quickly? But if it does move up more quickly, then that is going to create an increasingly strong headwind for these global stock markets that are doing extremely well right now. So I'm not worried now. I'd play the momentum, which is still very strong. But one is also always wanting to look ahead. So I like these big mining companies. I think as much as anything, and we're seeing with the Billitons and the Rios and so many others, we're seeing failed head and shoulder patterns, and that will cause a scramble for these metals as people realize that they're not going down, if they're not the cyclical play that they felt or hoped, and that they're running up again in here. That's good for the FTSE index overall, and I expect further gains. Funds like the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust I bought that a little bit too early last month. It probably fell sharply on that last shakeout in the metals, and I'm glad I bought a little bit more Rio Tinto while it was depressed. I think these mining companies will take out their highs, if not this year, in the first quarter of next year. And it's a big, big bull market story. Best value in the markets, as I've already said. Okay, this is another warning shot. This action we're seeing in metals, another warning shot across the bowels of the government bond prices. Don't like that sector. Precious metals, I bought some more on Friday, as you know. Like the action, I bought a little bit of Newmont Mining. That company's been under a cloud recently, and the sector has been very, very depressed. I just think it's a bombed out area, so that's my interest in there today. But I don't regard Newmont as top investment grade in the category of the Rios and the BHP Billitons, largely because some of Newmont's production is in areas where the assets in the ground, the resources in the ground, are not as secure as they might otherwise be. And in terms of valuations, it's nowhere near as attractive, but it's still a cheap stock. So to say something doesn't look as cheap as Rio and Billiton, well, I've already said it. You can't really find anything outside of the mining sector, the industrial mining sector, that's cheaper than those stocks. Okay. And grains and beans taking a little bit of a rest here today. I see soybeans down 1 point, so that's hard and it's almost unchanged. And small gains in corn and wheat. They had huge upside gains yesterday. So again, more inflationary pressures building in the pipeline, and no doubt more drama in the markets tomorrow, and I look forward to it. Meanwhile, all the very best.